News, I'm Tommy McNeil. U.S. President Donald Trump continues his trip to Britain after a visit that included meeting with the royal family and a state dinner. He's also supposed to have talks with Prime Minister Theresa May, which could be coarse, as VOA's Patsy Vidakaswar explains.
A state visit is supposed to be about pomp and pageantry, but even before he arrived at Buckingham Palace, President Trump has waded into diplomatic complications with his remarks on Brexit, including voicing support for pro-Brexit politicians Boris Johnson and Nigel Farage, potentially bringing embarrassment to Prime Minister Theresa May, who is resigning in just a few days. May is leaving after failing to negotiate a Brexit deal that Parliament could ratify. Trump called on Britain to leave the EU without a deal if Brussels refuses to meet its demands. Niall Gardiner is from the Margaret Thatcher Center for Freedom.
President Trump has given his wholehearted support for Brexit and for a US-UK free trade deal, and so this is a big priority issue.
Trump is backing Boris Johnson as Britain's next prime minister. Patsy Vidakuswara, VOA News, London.
In large parts of London are blocked off as police step up security for the second day of President Trump's visit to London. We get more from AP correspondent Charles de la Desma.
As Prime Minister Theresa May meets Donald Trump in Downing Street, leaders of Britain's political opposition will be joining protesters just up the street. Labour Party leader Jeremy Corbyn will be among thousands of demonstrators expressing noisy opposition to Trump's visit at various points across London. Emily Thornberry, Labour's foreign affairs spokeswoman, says Trump is a sexual predator and a racist and does not deserve the honour of a state visit. Trump has dined with the Queen at Buckingham Palace and taken tea with Prince Charles on his pump-filled trip to Britain so far. Charles de la Desma, London.
And find more at voanews.com. This is VOA News.
We act out of deep-rooted principles, and there is a clear limit to what we can negotiate, and that limit is Mexican dignity.
That is Mexico's ambassador to the United States, Martha Barcena. During a news conference Monday, responding to President Trump's demand for Mexico to block migrants' passage through Mexico to the U.S. or face a 5% tariff. She warned that tariffs could hurt both countries and added that the U.S. tariffs could cause financial and economic instability, reducing Mexico's capacity to address the flow of migrants and offer alternatives to people fleeing Guatemala, Honduras, and El Salvador. U.S. officials confirmed to VOA Monday that a transgender woman who had been in U.S. immigration custody since April died June 1st after being hospitalized for chest pain 4 days later. According to the U.S. Immigration and Customs Enforcement Agency, immigration officials first encountered Joanna Medina Leon of El Salvador on April 11th in Texas. The 25-year-old was denied entry and processed as an expedited removal, a streamlined deportation process, when she applied for admission to enter the country at the port of entry. 10 days later, Medina Leon requested an HIV test. It was positive, complaining of the chest pains. She was taken to an El Paso hospital the same day and died on June 1st. U.S. Secretary of State Mike Pompeo says he's conveyed U.S. concerns about Europe adopting 5G technology from China. He says, though, the U.S. stand on China is not in conflict with a policy of open trade.
It's not open trade when one country can invest in another on a basis that is fundamentally different. It's not open trade when country can come invest here in the Netherlands. But if a Netherlands company wants to invest in their country, they've got to submit their data to the Chinese Communist Party.
The top U.S. diplomat's remarks come during a trip to Europe amid the Dutch intelligence agency's reported investigation over alleged hidden backdoors in the software that could have given Huawei unauthorized access to users' data. According to President Trump, Russia has taken action that could be a setback for Venezuela's socialist president, Nicolas Maduro. Mr. Trump said that Russia has informed the U.S. that it has pulled most of its military personnel out of Venezuela. In addition, Russian state defense contractor Rostec, which had trained Venezuelan troops and advised on securing arms contracts, has sharply cut its staff in Venezuela from about 1,000 personnel a few years ago at the height of cooperation between Moscow and Caracas to a few dozen, according to a Wall Street Journal report Sunday. Maduro has had the support of Russia and China, but more than 50 countries, including the U.S., have recognized National Assembly President Juan Guaido as Venezuela's legitimate leader. I'm Tommy McNeil, VOA News.